In the gospel reading today, our Lord gives us this parable about the seed that is sown and the four types of ground upon which it is sown. And of course, we would all like to be able to look at ourselves and say, well, I'm the good ground that the seed was sown in. To which we then have to ask, how do you know? And the only way that we can know is through the testings that we go through. We look at St. Paul in the first reading and the various things that he talks about. He has his conversion and the different things that happen. And one might assume that initially there were probably temptations. The devil was right there to be able to say, oh, this is fake, you made this up, you know, this isn't real. How can you believe this? And on and on and on he might go. And then there's the rocky soil. Was he going to hang in there in the midst of some of the early difficulties? He tells us that it came to the point where he was lowered through a hole in the wall in a basket so that the king or the governor in Damascus wasn't able to arrest him. So now he's shown, okay, he wasn't the one that was sown along the path. He wasn't the one sown in the rocky soil. And then come all that list of things that he talks about, including he talks about the daily anxieties that he deals with. It's exactly what Jesus said, the anxieties of life as well as the various pleasures and so on choke things off. St. Paul once again demonstrated that he could rise above that. And it was only in doing that that he bore fruit. There was no fruit early on as he was trying to learn the faith, as he was trying to pray and study and get himself in condition to be able to go out and preach. He had to escape. There was persecution. But as yet there was no fruit. And it was only in the struggles and the difficulties that the fruit started to be born. And so it will be in our lives. We can go along as long as we're not being persecuted and we can have no major problems. We can come to church, we can pray, we can carry on. At that point, you still have to ask yourself, okay, maybe I'm not the one along the path, but am I the one in the rocks? We don't know yet. Then when the struggles come, and we can persevere through some of those persecutions and difficulties, then we recognize, okay, I'm not the one among the rocks. But now the question is, am I among those that are with the thorns, or is it still good ground? How am I to know? Have to face the thorns. Have to face the struggles and difficulties. And you have to be able to demonstrate to yourself. God already knows, so you're not demonstrating anything to him. You're the one who doesn't know whether you are the path or the rocky soil or the one that's going to be choked off by the anxieties, or whether it's good soil. And so it's to your own self that you are actually having to demonstrate this, so that you can know what kind of fruit you're going to bear. So even if you can make it through some of those struggles and difficulties and persecutions, you still have to ask, am I going to bear what kind of fruit? 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, which one? And so the question ultimately comes down to that fidelity. Fidelity to our Lord in the midst of the struggles. So for us today, a lot of this is just going to be the materialism, the worldliness, the selfishness, all of the social media stuff, the computers, the phones, all the things that are going to distract us from the spiritual life. What happens in the midst of struggles and difficulties? And this is just a human thing. We try to find some kind of consolation. We try to find an escape. And if that's the case, we ask ourselves, am I not just allowing myself to be choked off? In a society like ours, there is this tremendous pressure to fit in, to be like everyone else. And to a degree, at least, we can say, no, I don't want to just be like everyone else. But then we wind up compromising. It's like, well, I don't want to be completely like everyone else, but I still have to be at least sort of like everyone else so that I can fit in. Okay, we're getting choked off. We're only going to bear 30-fold. If we want to be able to bear that 100-fold, we have to be able to rise above these things. Now, we recognize that in order to do that, we can't do this by ourselves. That's precisely the point that St. Paul is making. He said, if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast of my weakness. Ask yourself when the last time that happened in your life was. We love to boast about, oh, I did this, and I did that, and I did this other thing, and I. It's all about me in this society. Aren't I wonderful? Jesus said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. In other words, you do not have the strength to do this by yourself. My grace is going to have to get you through this. You have to learn to be dependent on me. That's why St. Paul said, I will boast of my weakness. Because it's when I recognize that I am weak that I will be dependent on the Lord. And the Lord said, it is in weakness that power reaches its perfection. It's a simple proposition. The more we can get out of the way, the more God can do. We just keep trying to elbow him out and say, I can do this, I can handle this, I'm fine by myself, I'll let you know when I need help. Well, that's exactly what St. Paul recognized in himself and finally understood when our Lord made this clear to him. He was praying that this would be taken away, just like us. He was human. He wasn't liking the suffering that was going on. And so he wanted it gone. And that is when our Lord told him that in weakness power reaches its perfection. He said, in that case, I will boast of my weakness. I will rejoice in my weakness. Because then the power of Christ can be at work in me. Now, we've all heard that how many hundreds of times in our lives. And it's not that we don't believe it, but we sure don't want it. We don't want to be weak. We don't want to be rejected. We don't even want to be different. So how much fruit are we going to bear? See, for a lot of us, we're getting stuck in the thorns. And when our Lord spoke about the ones in the thorns, he didn't say that they died. He just said they got choked off and didn't bear fruit. So are we really willing to work through those things? To strive to overcome our own weakness? The weakness, in this case, the thought that we are strong all by ourselves. I can do this. I can handle this. If you're going to be striving to do God's work and you think you can do it, He's going to demonstrate to you that you can't. And once again, in our heads, we might again know that, no, I know that I can't do this, but the reality is we're going to try. And so that's why all these things, like what St. Paul is talking about that happened to him, that's why they all had to happen. Because he thought that he could do this. Remember St. Paul's background. He was a Pharisee among Pharisees. According to the law, he said, according to righteousness by the law, he said, I was beyond most of my contemporaries. He could do this himself. Here are the rules, here are the laws, all I have to do is follow them. I can do this all by myself. Yeah, they're God's laws and they're God's rules, but I can follow them. So now God is asking him to go a little deeper, to do something a little different, and he's so accustomed to being able to say, I can do this, that God said, no, you can't. But it had to be demonstrated, as it is for all of us. It's one of our unfortunate problems. You see, in the spiritual life, your greatest strength is your greatest weakness. The very thing that you think that you can rely on is your Achilles heel, and the devil is going to go after it. And so until it's taken away, you're going to continue to try to rely on it. That's just a human problem. We all have to deal with that. And so what we tend to do is think that we can handle these things by ourselves. Yeah, these things I know I don't do very well. I'll need to pray for help with that. These things I do well, I can handle this. No, we can't. So we need to learn to be dependent on the Lord. We need to learn to turn to Him. We need to learn that we are weak. And again, we will all acknowledge that. I don't suspect anyone here would be so arrogant as to say, oh no, I have no weaknesses. No, I'm strong all by myself. I don't think we're going to say that. But until we actually learn how weak we are by having to go through these things, we will not allow ourselves to be dependent. That's just part of the effect of sin. It's not because, oh, you're a bad person and you think this, not at all. It's because sin has done this to us. So as we're preparing for Lent, then again, now we want to look at this and say, how do I work on these areas of weakness? Only by turning to God. And if we can turn to God in the areas that we know that we're weak, that will then help us as we continue on to recognize that the areas that we think that we're strong in, we're actually quite weak in as well. And that, yeah, I need to be dependent on God in these areas as well. But I need to learn to be dependent. I need to learn to pray. I need to learn to ask for help. I need to learn to be weak. That is not natural to any of us. That's why we want, as we look at Lent, to be able to look at these areas in our lives. And why, as always, giving up M&Ms or whatever, big deal. Yeah, it's a little bit of a penance, I can understand. But you can do that yourself. You don't need to be dependent on God to give up M&Ms. But as I say every year, not once in 35 years of hearing confessions have I ever heard anybody say, forgive me, Father, I've sinned, I ate some M&Ms, or I ate some potato chips, or I drank some pop. Never once have I heard that. So why are we giving that up? Look at the list of your sins. Look at the things that you're actually confessing. Give it up. guess what? We're weak in those areas. We can't just give them up. We can't just say, okay, I'll just quit doing this now. We need to be dependent on God. We need help to overcome these things. That's precisely why the church is giving us these readings, to be able to say we need to look at what's choking us off. We need to look at what's stopping us from being able to bear fruit. And we need to learn to be dependent on God. Now, what the saints have learned is to be 100% dependent on God. Not just, I need some help in this area, but just like us, that maybe is where they started. I need help in this area, then they can take on another one. Yeah, I need help here too. Oops, I need help over here as well. Well, I need help with this. And eventually it becomes your whole life. We have to learn to be dependent on the Lord. And when we are, and the temptations come up, we turn to the Lord. When it doesn't feel like we are very well rooted in a certain area, we turn to the Lord. When we're being choked off, when we've got all these temptations to give ourselves over to whatever, we turn to the Lord. And then when we make it through that, and we can actually bear fruit, we're going to turn to the Lord. We're not going to say, well, look what I am doing here. I am doing all these wonderful things. No, we're going to be able to say, look what the Lord is doing. I can't bear fruit on my own. I can't do these things on my own. The Lord has to do that in me. And therefore, I have to be dependent on Him. So in whatever area you want to work on this Lent, learn to be dependent on the Lord. We can't do it ourselves. So if you're going to take on an area that you think you can do it yourself, I might recommend switching what you're planning on doing. Turn to an area that you know you can't do it yourself. Because we need to learn that dependence. If we're going to bear fruit, it is because the Lord is bearing fruit in us. Not because we white-knuckled it through this and look at what I have done and now I can bear fruit. If that's the case, yeah, it's going to be very small and it's going to be deformed because I did this all by myself. If we want to bear even the 30-fold, let alone 60 or 100, it has to be the Lord. So for all of us, the necessity of learning that lesson, because it is so contrary to our fallen human nature. We want to be strong. We want to be in control. We want to be able to do this on our own. We want to do it by ourselves. We can't. That's the lesson St. Paul had to learn. It's the lesson every other saint in history has had to learn. And it's the lesson that the saints of today and tomorrow have to learn. So that includes us. If we want to be saints, we have to learn this lesson. And we have to practice it. Knowing it in your head is not enough. You have to be able to exercise it, to put it into practice. So as we're looking now at Lent, just a week and a half away, to really look at these areas and be able to recognize, where am I really weak? What do I need help with? That's the area to start with. Not just the weakness, but needing the help. Needing to turn to God, needing to pray, because His grace is sufficient. But how are we ever going to know that? You could say, well, I know that because He said it. Yes, that's true. But until we actually have to do it, we don't really know it. So the only way to learn to be dependent on God is to be dependent on God. What a great way, what a great opportunity, as we look at Lent coming up, say, yes, that's what I really need to learn. Be dependent on God in this area, that area, whatever area it is. At least we can get started. So take up an area that's weak. Take up an area where you know that you need help. And then simultaneously you're working on two things. One is overcoming this area of weakness. The other is learning that it's in weakness that strength reaches its perfection. It is in weakness that I learn to be dependent on God. It is in weakness that I allow God to be strong in me. If we can do that, then we overcome. Then we make our way through all these struggles and temptations. And we can do that. We're united with the Lord. Then he can bear in us great fruit, 30, 60, or even 100-fold.